dire numbers of hundreds of thousands already, but in conditions like measles, like HIV, having outbreaks and starting to move in the wrong direction again.
Dr. Atul Gawande, I want to thank you so much for being with us, former head of global health at USAID, U.S. Agency for International Development. We'll link your article for The New Yorker. The shutdown of USAID has already killed hundreds of thousands. Professor of surgery at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, professor of the practice at Harvard Medical School. That does it for our show. Very happy birthday to Ishmael Darrow. Tonight is the premiere of Steal the Story, Please at the SVA Theater here in New York City. Nermeen and I will be there at 6:15 tomorrow morning at IFC in New York City at 11:15. I'll be speaking in Amsterdam, yep, in the Netherlands, on Saturday before the two premieres at 5:15 and at 8:30 in the evening at the Royal Theatre Carré. Hope to see many people there at the largest international doc fest in Europe. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Hello, my little puck bunnies, and welcome to another episode of
Beat Banter. My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And today we have a very, very, very special episode for you.
Because we're alone. And so, yeah, you get to hear more of us. Which...
No more Luke Barry, no more Eric Taylor.
Mm-mm.
It's just the gang.
Yeah, and shout out Luke Barry. He's one of my favorite, queer friends in my community.
Mm-hmm. And we're allies.
Mm-hmm.
We don't play like that, but we're allies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning into us after Democracy Now. I hope you enjoy our tunes today. I think I'm going to start. I'm going to be playing two new songs that just came out, which are going to be Reliquia. I'm probably saying that so wrong, by Rosalia. And I'm also going to be playing Baby by Danny Brown and Underscores, who we're going to be seeing on Wednesday.
Yes.
Well, when this airs, it will have already happened.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'll be there.
We'll be there. And I'm so hyped.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play them.
Thank you. Right now and be my
baby.
If you're tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
You just listened to Reliquia by Rosalia and Baby by Danny Brown and Underscores on CFRC Radio.
Bangers!
Back-to-back bangers.
Rosalia's like doing it different now, like Bergheim. Like, can we talk about that?
Bruh, that song is crazy. The whole album is like so insane and like lush. And I love all of the like string sections. She's speaking 13 languages. She starts speaking Japanese on one of the songs. Like,
was she speaking different languages in Bergheim? Because I was like, I don't even know.
Yeah, she was
like,
speaking German, Spanish, I think, or Castilian. I don't know. Castellan. Guys, I don't know. Guys, I'm uneducated.
Hey, cancel Aiden right now.
Cancel me.
It's crazy. It's so good.
And the Danny Brown album.
Hey. it.
Bruh, it's kind of crazy. Like, he is doing it different.
Mm-hmm. If we're going to be there and he's going to be like, he's going to pick out in the crowd who goes, you, the little one with the glasses, get up on stage.
Right. And I'm going to say, baby. I'll be the, like,
ad-lib. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Sarah.
Okay, speaking of new music, I'm be playing two songs from the Smurfs Edits album, Big City Life. I love Smurfs. We've played them before. Mm-hmm. And then they released, like, a whole Edits album with so many, like, crazy people on it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play You Got Time and I Got Money with Elise Ronfeld, who we love, Fouché, Mike, and I don't know, there's someone else on it too.
Shout out Mike, honestly.
No, shout out Mike, like, he's the goat.
He's the goat.
There's, like, two versions of the song on the album. That one has Claro on it, but, yeah.
The Claro one is very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them are amazing, though. Like, everyone on this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be playing my favorite from the whole Edits album, which is Big City Life with Smurfs, and they are getting a body of water.
Play him.
Play him.
Giving thanks for the praises, diamond and purple. It sang like I'm aching. My mind in the world, my hands on the apron. I'm rhyming the curses, the swirl on the paper. My mind is disturbing, so earth is shaking. I'm finally serving, the worst of me breaking. Finding the purpose, deserving the matrix. The grind was an earnest, with earnest and name. I'm tied to the curve, it's the dirt that I paint with. My eye on the serpent, my thirst for the danger. Rely on the worst. Thirst is the anger, I'm hiding the mercy. I cried in the churches, yearning for favor, surprising for worth. Deserted the sale, crying the curb, curvature failure, spineless and hurt, with her paraphernalia.
I'm staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
You just listened to You Got Time and I Got Money by Smurz, Mug, so many other people.
Fouché.
Fouché. Yeah. And then, Elias Rotenfeld. Mm-hmm. And you listen to Big City Life by Smurz, and they're gutting a body of water.
Huge.
Bangers. No, like, I actually love this album so much. And the edits, like, there's so many crazy people on it. Astrid Sun is on it. Mm-hmm. Fine is on it. Mm-hmm. These are all people we've played. Mm-hmm. ML Butch.
Yeah, ML Butch. Yeah, crazy. Like, really, honestly, really fun. Like, I love all of the remixes and all of the edits.
Oh, Erica DeCassier is also on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's other, like, it's so, yeah.
A lot of people. Check it out. Check out Smurz.
Check out Smurz.
I'll play my next two songs, which are going to be Armand Hammer and The Alchemist's song Moonbow from the new album Mercy. And I'm also going to be playing Nina Simone, I Put a Spell on You.
Play 'em.
They never believe you when you tell them either. That's the thing. Sun might sell you a boondoggle like 90 ski goggles. In the hood, it's how the lead will follow. I'm living like the streets is cobble. Sit at the desk rolling trees. You would think I'm putting ships in a bottle. One seed is a mazel. Two seeds, I'm agreed. Three, we coming to rob you. Since the decision feeling hollow, I miss you, but I'm old. Pride ain't that much to swallow no more. I miss you like the regime toppled. Knew it was coming and still blindsided like Luke Jockle. Blinded white out the mag light, I'm an apostle. They holding mid, so every pull of the pit feel like a sneak diss. The split feel like a chairlift. Step off the plane and smile when I can see my breath. You Negroes is dead. The people is fed from the palm of a tyrant. Michelin star, you dine in near silence. Silverware rattling, chewing and sighing. Luxuriously slow violence like Pinochet's best pilots. Death fights with the sun behind us. The South Atlantic, a carpet of shimmering diamonds. Get off at the last stop, 1-800 cop shot. If you need a hotline, half block, state murder pastime. Who promised you tomorrow when they came for me? We was watching towers rise where they fell. Rockets, comets, scarabs, and scales. What matters whose body? Will is free, water's not. Order now, order hot. Few steps ahead of fire. She likes when she's watched. She can tell when you're lying. I know when I'm not. Spread as the sky bend, as wide as your gaze wanders. Coastline contour, hiss and crackle like third rock in God's crack pipe. How about some hardcore? Past few nights hectic, exit row only, ain't no checking. Can I kick it? Devil water, slick out the spigot. Mirages, sleight of hand, I'm minding business it pays. Exact change, may you shine through to the end of your days.
No, I ain't lying. put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You're mine. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
host Chris for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
You just listened to Moonbow by Arm & Hammer and The Alchemist, Billy Woods, and Elucid. And you also listen to I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone on CFRC Radio.
Banger.
I love that Arm & Hammer song.
Arm & Hammer, I ate him up, right?
Listen. They named that their baking soda or something. Like, for real. love that song. I love Billy Woods has that line, like rolling up trees, you would think I'm putting ships in a bottle. Like, that's how precise he is with rolling his weed. Like,
oh,
I love that.
God.
So good. And then, of course, Nina Simone, The Goat. Do you want to introduce your next two songs, Sarah?
Yeah, I will. We'll do a little Canadian next. So, Richie Houghton is, like, this artist I've been listening to recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I really only picked this song because it's the shortest one. They're all so, like, 13 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to play Technarchy by Cybersonic and Richie Houghton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got on Last FM recently, okay, so I'm spilling my Last FM tea right
okay.
now. And you can, like, put it through and, like, see on a map, like, where all your artists are, but I've mm-hmm. only been on it for a week, so I, like, was putting in other people's usernames to try and find, like, new Canadian people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I put, like, Marg's username, my username, like, some people I found on Reddit.
Oh, it does Last FM show you where people are from and stuff?
Yeah, and if they're tagged as Canadian, they will.
Oh.
And, like, you can go on the site where it's a map, you just put in your Last FM username, and, like, but you gotta get on Last FM, like, the sooner the better, because it only starts tracking once you log in.
So what does it do? It tracks your
It tracks, like, all your listens, your streaming, where they're from, what type they're like, what type of music it is.
I need to get on that.
Yeah, and then you could, like, just like, you can, like, filter it, like, by country of, like, where your artist is from and stuff.
Oh, that's
like
so
that.
Sick. So I can figure out that, so I can find CanCon.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful.
So it's lit. And so that's how I found Imagine Drowning through, like, someone else's.
Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, Imagine Dragons is actually Canadian.
Yeah.
But I found them through, like, someone else's Last FM account.
Oh wow.
Well, we gotta get on that.
Yeah.
And so this is Save 5 by Imagine Drowning and Dream Corp.
All right, let's play them. We'll be right back.
state of mind.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
You just listened to Technarchy by Cybersonic and Richie Houghton and Save 5 by Imagine Drowning and Dream Corp on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers.
I love that Richie Houghton tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. To be honest, though, like, Luke has been showing me, Luke Berry. He's been showing me records that he's been getting. Like, did he show you? You were there, right?
Yeah, it's, like, not that you noticed me or anything.
Yeah, whatever.
From, it's called Rhythm. The record store in Toronto.
Yeah. And, like, but he started playing some of the songs for me, and it was, like, kind of, like, the craziest music ever. And I'm like, I need to tap into the Canadian electronic scene, yeah. TBH.
You need to tap into Last FM, and you need to tap into Canadian electronic music.
And everyone listening needs to tap into Rosalia.
And everyone listening needs to tap into B-Banter. And everyone listening needs to tap on Aiden's line. Right?
Okay. Right. Let's be nice here. Let's be nice. Yeah, two bangers. And don't ever mention my name. Keep your name out my mouth. Keep my name out your mouth. Like Will Smith. Remember when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock?
Yeah, that's gonna happen. Yeah, to you. That's gonna happen on the show. Like, give it 4 more episodes. Like, there's actually gonna be like violence in this room.
No, when all of the white people, like in like all the white celebrities, were like, "This is like the like most insane thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, this is like reminding me of like." Like the struggle or whatever.
It's I was like, oh my God, you haven't seen my house at Thanksgiving.
Like for real. Like, have you seen the bear? Like, stop.
Like, come on.
Guys, what are we talking about?
We're gonna play songs.
I'll play my next songs. Yeah. I'm playing my two Canadian songs, which are gonna be "Terminal" by Marcy, classic, and I'll also be playing "Violence" by Grimes and Io. I don't like Grimes, but the song bangs, so I can.
Okay, play them.
Play them. You just listened to Terminal by Marcy and Violence by Grimes and Aya on CFRC Radio.
Banger. Well, yeah. We all know you're Marcy head, Marcy head.
Marcy, call
Marcy
me.
Marcy fan of the show, actually.
Wait, can we get Marcy on the show?
She don't want to be here.
She don't want to be here, for real.
She don't want to be here.
Yeah, two bangers. Do you want to introduce your last two songs of the app?
Yeah. I'm going to play some New Bar Italia. Shout out Eric.
So he actually didn't go. The show is on the 27th.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to hear about that.
Our friend Eric got invited. Should we be saying this on the
app? Yeah.
He got invited to this show by a coworker who's kind of low-key creepy.
Like twice our age. Coworker, let's go see Bar Italia together. And was like, just me and you.
Low-key, touching on him, but it's fine.
It's fine. Free ticket to Bar Italia. I would do it.
Right. Shout out Bar Italia.
Yeah, shout out. So we've been playing Fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And then Jordana just released a new album. We love her. We've played her. She's on the TV Girls track. She toured with Rachel Bobbitt. So I'll play Like That by Jordana on CFRC.
Like that, like the Kendrick Lamar song.
I was gonna say, and you know I like it like that. I like it like plam. You just listened to Fundraiser by Bar Italia and Like That by Jordana on CFRC.
Two bangers back to back, two bangers back to back, two bangers back to back. I like it like that. Okay.
Water ice.
Guys. Listen, we're having fun. We have fun here.
So y'all seen the new episodes of The Kardashians?
Guys. Oh my God.
Wait, should we talk about the songs maybe for one moment?
Let's talk about the songs.
Yeah, Bar Italia, banger, banger.
let's talk about the songs, banger, banger. Girl, yeah. Come on, lock in.
I really like new Bar Italia.
Yeah, I think so too. It's pretty good. I'm excited to see what Eric thinks of their performance.
Yeah, I think they'd be really good live. I think, mm-hmm. I don't know. And then Jordana, I think, I've
she's
never...
She's been places.
Yeah.
She's been places.
Yeah, like, come on now, eh?
Yeah.
Look at you putting down women. Like, come
okay.
on.
Okay. Speaking of putting down women, the Kardashians.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Why? What is wrong with them? What
like,
is wrong? Like,
I think Aiden is new to this game because, like, I've seen, like, essentially every season, but he hasn't. We're starting from, like, the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, he's like, why? Okay, let's start here. Courtney's a bad mom.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't go that. I don't want to be mean.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
Okay, you got me. You got me.
Okay, be mean.
If I'm being... The meanest thing I can say is I do not like the way that they live their lives. It just upsets me on, like, a visceral level. Like, they had an episode where they were selling their, like, what? Like, fifth house or something. And they were, like, getting rid of it. And they were like, look at all the memories. And then Caitlyn Jenner showed up for some reason.
Yeah, it was like, I bought it.
Just kidding. I don't have that money anymore. Like, it's so sad. Like, it's actually deeply heartbreaking. Something about their family dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I don't like them. I don't like that Kim can't pass the bar, but she's playing a lawyer on TV.
Yeah.
Like, girl, lock in.
And then she posted, she went to a bunch of...
Psychics.
All who told her she was going to pass the bar. And then she's like, these are phony, pathological, liar psychics. They all told me I was going to pass the bar.
Girl, why are you going to a psychic? You should be focusing on your studies.
Yeah, come on now.
Right. I'm not going to be hating on them. Actually, but I feel like it's fair. It's like... You get to a certain point when you're, like, making a reality TV show about yourself and your work is all related to yourself and your own, like, brand or whatever, where it's, like, you become the target of criticism.
But, like, I'm, like, do you think when they run out of drama, they just, like, create another company?
Well, yes.
Yeah, okay, because I was, like, crazy. I was, like, okay, like, I thought I knew all of, like, the ventures they were on. And then, like, Khloe Kardashian was, like, okay, so I have a photo shoot for my protein popcorn.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, why are they... Like, everything is just new merchandise. Like, the entire show just feels like they're selling me things. You know what I mean? When I'm watching. And, like, listen, I'm not opposed to it because it's funny. And you know I'm not going to be buying Skims. You know I'm not going to be buying, like,
but who is buying popcorn. Skims?
Luke Barry.
Right.
Did you see Kim Kardashian opened a Skims store in Israel?
Are you actually being for real?
I'm being actually for real. I'm like, girl, what is with you? It's just weird. Also, like, who is going to a Skims in-person store?
Luke Barry.
The Brandy Melville line, but it's Queen Street.
But imagine it's Israel Skims.
Yeah, but it's Israel Skims.
Like, that's actually so insane. I did not know that.
Yeah. But, like, that's, like, the least, like, that, well, it's hella problematic. But it's, like that's, like, a fraction of the stuff that they do that's problematic.
Yeah,
you know
they do
mean?
A lot of problematic things. And, like, Kendall Jenner was trying to be, like... Yeah, like, me and Kate Nolan are still, like, friends. We have a good relationship, but, like, I do not agree with her, like...
Oh my God. And then Kim Kardashian saying that she was cheating on her bar exam by using ChatGPT. She didn't say this in the episode. She did an interview about it.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying, like, she was using ChatGPT, and she got upset when it would give her the wrong answers. It's like, why don't you learn yourself? Why don't you actually, like, sit down
and learn? No, because what aggravates me is, like, the reason why she wants to become a lawyer is, like, because she's, like, I want to help, like, those less fortunate. I want to help. She specifically wants to help, like falsely, like, incarcerated people
like that. Which is, I think it's a good
thing. Right? But, like, if she just gave, like, $50 million or, like, $100 million, like, however much, like, she could give to, like, start a foundation that just hired hundreds of lawyers to then help, like, falsely incarcerated people, like, she would be helping them, like, tenfold. Like, she is going to help one person a year film the whole thing, and that's it.
That's it. But it's like, it's so, it's just so ridiculous. And so like, I don't like how they're so like, they don't like to, you know what I mean? They're like apart from society, you know what I mean? Because they're so rich, because they're yeah. so, it's like, it feels like I'm watching like fate, like a simulation, you know what I mean?
Well, it is a simulation.
It is a simulation. But listen, there's so many good reality shows like Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset is so good. Season 9 just came out. I watched all those seasons. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to lose all of my memory when I'm 60 and put that on and I'm like, I've never seen this before.
Right.
Like, there's little things that bring me joy in, like thinking about forgetting everything when I'm older and watching shows. You're
watching Selling Sunset again?
Yeah. For the first time.
My favorite Selling Sunset person is Amanza, who has never sold a house.
Yeah, Amanza has never sold a house. She's an interior decorator.
Love her.
Yeah.
And Nicole got fired, guys.
Yeah, guys.
No
spoilers.
Yo, major spoiler, Nicole got fired, guys.
Yeah.
Do you guys know who Nicole is? Do you know what we're talking about?
Everyone knows. JoJo Siwa is in the new season.
I hate her, too. I'm sorry.
They're selling JoJo Siwa's house.
I don't hate JoJo Siwa.
They had to unbedazzle everything.
Yeah. I have empathy for JoJo Siwa, but it's also like, girl, why are you dating that man right now? I thought you...
Like, I actually don't think I'd be upset if she started dating a man, but it's that man.
It's that man.
Yeah, and I've got Chris Hughes's eyes.
Yeah,
see
and
that?
Girl, keep Kim Carnes out your damn mouth. Like, stop. Do not sing to Betty Davis eyes ever again.
But yeah, that's how we feel about it.
Listen, let's be nice. Let's say one nice thing this episode.
About who? We have to pick something.
Guys, I'm watching the Mission Impossibles, and they're pretty good. Well, not really, actually.
Oh, okay, so negative Some Nancy of, again. Yeah.
Some of them are good. My favorite is Ghost Protocol. Mm-hmm. So, shout out. And I think the second movie is underrated. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I have to say one nice thing. Mm-hmm. I'm saying nice things, but I love Selling Sunset.
That's true.
Like, you guys keep it going. Sell those houses. Mm-hmm. Sell those houses. Make that commission, babe. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And guys, go and watch The Mastermind. Guys, it comes out on the 14th.
Ooh.
Go to the screening room. Shout out the screening room. Go to the screening room and watch The Mastermind by Kelly Reichardt, starring Josh O'Connor, Alana Haim, John Magaro, Gabby Hoffman.
Will you watch it again?
Bill Pope. Or what's her name? But Bill Pope. Yeah, Bill Hope. Sorry. What's her name? What's the... Hope Davis.
Mm.
Guys, go and check it out, and I will rewatch it with you.
Thank you.
It's probably my favorite movie of the year. It's so good. It's Josh O'Connor is an art thief, and he runs a heist on these abstract paintings by Arthur Dove, and like they're like worthless paint, or not worthless, but like they're not very. He's not a famous, celebrated mm-hmm. artist at that time in the 70s. It's set in the 70s, and so he just has a heist to steal these kind of like underground, not really well known paintings, very small paintings, and it goes awry.
Oh, yeah. And you know I'm down to watch anything with Josh O'Connor, even.